Thermal imaging. A thermal imaging camera will not see through walls or see water. It only measures temperature differentials and displays these temperature differences visually on a screen for the technician to interpret. A responsible method of using thermal imaging cameras is to scan the area suspected to be wet and then verify their suspicions with moisture meters. Since there are many factors that may require the restoration professional to understand the functions of both the camera and the physics behind radiant heat, the energy measured by the camera, it is appropriate to train users of a thermal imaging cameras and possibly even acquire a title of certified thermographer. Invasive moisture meter, penetrating pin type. The technology used in a moisture sensor is similar in principle to the technology used in an invasive moisture meter. The electrical resistance between two electrical probes is measured and translated into a numeric value. This metric can then be used in a qualitative fashion, and depending on the substrate being tested, a quantitative fashion. Invasive moisture meter, penetrating pin type. Invasive moisture meter, penetrating pin type, when the invasive. Pin type meter is used in the collection of quantitative readings. The process is somewhat different and is frequently more conclusive than the qualitative readings. When the meter is specifically calibrated for use on a specific substrate, frequently wood or concrete, the value displayed on the meter can be used in conjunction with the directions in the meter manual to quantify the actual quantity of moisture in the material by weight. Invasive moisture meter, penetrating pin type. It is important to recognize that the displayed value on the meter is not always the actual final quantity of moisture within the material. A common correction to this value is made based on the temperature of the material being tested. In addition, a correction is usually required for the species of the wood. Invasive moisture meter, penetrating pin type. The difference resulting from these corrections can be as high as 30% to 50% from the displayed value on the meter. Yet it is important to know that these quantitative readings from invasive pin-type moisture meters, when responsibly collected and interpreted from semi-porous materials, are of greater conclusive value than a qualitative test. Invasive moisture meter, penetrating, pin-type. Non-invasive moisture meter, non-penetrating. Non-invasive moisture meters measure either impedance or capacitance through a sample of the suspect material with the use of radio frequency signals or conductive pads. Non-invasive moisture meter, non-penetrating. Non-invasive moisture meters measure either impedance or capacitance through a sample of the suspect material with the use of radio frequency signals or conductive pads. These devices have the unique value to the restoration professional in that they do not compromise the integrity of the substrate when used as directed by the manufacturer. However, due to the margins for error in the electrical signal they emit into the material being tested, they have limited conclusions. Non-invasive moisture meter, non-penetrating. The phrase non-penetrating meters is a poor title for these meters since their signal does in fact penetrate the surface of the material being tested. While most non-invasive meters will sense the presence of moisture as deep as 3/4 of an inch, some are so sensitive that they penetrate several inches into the material. There is a commonality among the meters employing this technology. Their ability to locate the potential presence of moisture is impeded by the presence of an airspace. Users of these meters must remember this limitation in technology. Non-invasive moisture meter, non-penetrating. Nonetheless, these non-invasive meters, aka non-penetrating meters, are the most effective devices for locating moisture behind finished materials like ceramic tile and sheet vinyl flooring. These devices work best when used in a qualitative fashion, comparing known dry areas to suspect locations. Non-invasive moisture meter, non-penetrating. The non-invasive meters, equipped with two sensing rubber pads, require the device to be held horizontal to the waterline in order to determine where the moisture has migrated. This awkward configuration must be accommodated by the user in order to interpret where the moisture has migrated. Non-invasive moisture meter, non-penetrating. The non-invasive meter is subject to many causes of faulty readings or false positives, false negatives. An example of a false negative reading was just mentioned. An airspace between the materials used in the assembly may suggest to the user that all the materials are acceptably dry, yet the material may in fact be very wet. Another false negative may be produced if the meter is equipped with a weak battery. Non-invasive moisture meter, non-penetrating. Non-invasive moisture meter, non-penetrating.